Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Audit Committee meeting. Today is Tuesday, August 19th, and as usual, I always thank you for your support and ask for your continued support. I am doubling as secretary and chair tonight. My name is Mia Bediaco, and our secretary, Susan Young, is at a function at her radio station. So I will start from KPFA, Joe Wanzala.
Present.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg.
Present.
From K, Jack Van Aken.
Present.
Donna Warren.
Here.
Okay. And from WBAI, Lisa Davis.
Reporting for duty.
Presente. And Nia Bediaco, present. From W. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
And I forgot our not-so-new arrival anymore. Sean Casey from KPFK, please forgive me. That was not intentional.
No, that's quite all right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And did everybody get the proposed agenda?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not, and I didn't even get notice of this meeting. I heard about it about 5 minutes ago. So I just want to make sure I get put on the right list because I'm always playing catch-up.
I sent you an invitation to join the group, Sean.
Is it because I did not properly respond to the invitation? I don't remember seeing it. I'm not saying you didn't send it. But when I do pull it out from one of my junk filters, probably, it's something I have to respond to, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Okay. And
it probably is in one of my junk filters, so you'll hear from me.
Not a problem. Roll call to order, 5 minutes, approval of minutes, 10 minutes, 3, review of attached matrices that were sent out to us, and 4, adjourn. Does anybody have any amendments to the agenda? Hearing none. Would someone please move to adopt the agenda?
So I move.
Second.
Okie dokie.
But committee, we don't have to second, right?
That's right.
No. The approval of minutes. Jack?
Yeah. It seems like there's two documents here, one for August 8th and one for August 14th. Well, it seems like the last meeting, as far as I can tell, was on August 8th, and I don't think we had a meeting on August 14th. So it seems, and these minutes both seem very eerily similar, so I guess one of these documents, probably the one dated August 8th, looks more complete, although the roll call are different. So,
okay. Yeah,
it seems like there's a problem here.
Okay.
So in other words, the August 8th document includes members that were absent. Yeah, I think the August 8th document looks like it's the more final document, and then for some reason the August 14th looks like a preliminary version.
Okay, so are you moving to adopt the August 8th?
Yeah, I would so move.
Okay. Any objections? 8 minutes. And hearing none, I just want to make sure this is not... hearing none, we'll go to Lisa. Did I hear you?
No, I just heard some odd noise in the background.
It's actually my other line, but my husband is not
okay.
He can't answer. I'm sorry about that. The third item is the review of the attached matrices. So does everybody have that except for Sean? Sean, I'm going to send it to you now. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And Lisa, are you by your computer? Are you going
yes,
to...
sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are you by your computer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you answer the invite?
Actually, what happened, I did not see the invite, but what I did was I went on and I, because, you know, evidently I'm having difficulty or whatever, but what I did was I went into Yahoo groups and I sent a request to join. So if you get that, if you're the moderator or whomever the moderator is, they can accept that request to join. But I don't know what's going on with my, because I didn't see the invite.
Okay. And
look in your junk file. I think it might be in my junk file as well. Our filters sometimes catch those things.
Sean, are you at Verizon.net, if my memory serves me correctly?
Yes, yeah, Irish SOB.
Oh, no, you don't want to say that all over the world.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind.
Oh, Lord, okay.
Irish SOB at Verizon.net, and when your name is Sean O'Brien, you're an Irish SOB all your life.
But it goes to show how many times I've done it. I knew it by heart.
There you go.
Okay, I just sent it to you and Lisa, so you should be getting it shortly.
Yeah, I got the matrices. I got that.
You got the matrices? Okay.
Right.
I didn't get the matrices.
Okay.
Shoot that.
That's at your PNB, but I'll send it again, Ambrose, and I know.
Okay.
I know yours by heart, so you don't have to say it. Hard to do double duty here. Okay, Ambrose. They're encoding. You know, I love those. Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Did I hear you say that you're doing double duty?
Yes.
And that double duty is?
I'm doing secretary and chair because Susan is that something is going on at her station.
Right. So if you twist my arm a little bit, maybe I'll volunteer to do secretary, but I'm probably going to be the worst secretary you've ever had. But
it's twisted.
Yeah.
Consider it twisted. Thanks, Ambrose.
Okay. Ouch.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, Lisa, if you just take the basic notes and then just run it by me before you post it, then I can
do it. Oh, believe you me, I will.
Okay. Now, this is Susan's masterpiece here, right, that we're looking at? Or Donna's? I don't want to give credit to the wrong people. This is Susan, I think.
No, Susan sent that out.
Oh, this is Susan. Okay. So the last time where we were supposed to come up with questions. I forwarded you questions from our, there's no executive session. I'll just say we have a set of questions because this is primarily an audit committee function, okay? This is our function. So I forwarded you a set of questions. You guys saw who they were from. And you were supposed to also send your questions out. I haven't gotten any. Did people remember? Or?
I did send a couple of questions.
Yes.
I just sent it maybe within the last 30 minutes.
The last 30 minutes? Okay.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Sean?
And I made a recommendation at the last teleconference that we ask about their previous pro bono work and how much pro bono work they're going to do on behalf of KPFK. And I don't
KPFK?
Know if those guys, pardon me, Pacifica, I apologize. I don't know if those got incorporated in from the last meeting or not.
Okay. Lisa, could you? Yes, they were. They were.
Thank you.
Yes. Madam Chair, you asked me something?
Yes, I was going to ask you to make a note of it, but I do remember that that's in the list that was sent out today. If my memory serves me correctly, I think the charge was for me to actually ask them that. And when I made the appointment for the interviews, which They can do it Wednesday, my favorite day of the week. I mean, Friday, Jack, my favorite day of the week. I think people know that I don't like to have meetings on Fridays. So I think maybe Jack told them. So they don't like Jack. I'm just teasing you.
Yes.
So they like to they like to schedule these meetings on Friday. The Tony Pohl can do it at 8:30, and I told Vasquez at 9:30. So are people available on Friday from 8:30 to? It's going to be a little long. Let's say 8:30 to 10:30.
This is Tracy. I am not available. Maybe for the first half, but certainly not for the second half.
Yeah,
okay,
Nina, you're breaking up, and we didn't get those times straight. I don't know if it's just my line or if it's affecting other people, but you were breaking up.
Okay. I picked up the handset. Friday, I would say from 8:30 to about 10:30, and Tracy said she would be able to do the first half. Can everyone else on this call do Friday? Joe, are you there? Still?
I'm here, and I can. Which Friday is this again?
Friday the 22nd.
The second. The 22nd.
Yes.
Right.
This coming Friday, correct?
Yes. Friday.
Oh, this coming
yes.
Friday.
And
yes.
8:30 at night, correct?
8:30 Eastern Standard Time, not 8:30 your time. That would be 11:30 our time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's not bad. It works out here. Thank you. So it's 5:30 our time.
That is correct.
Okay.
Lisa, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for the notes, now, who did you say again? You said one was available for 8:30 and the other one was available for 9:30. If you could just please repeat
sure.
the names and times
yes.
again.
Helen, H-E-L-I-N, Donovan, 8:30, and Vasquez at 9:30.
Okay, and so Vasquez is 9:30.
Will be at 9:30. Yeah, that's correct.
And excuse me, folks, I'm going to hopefully be hooked up and get all this, but Jack, just in case I don't get all hooked up, if there's a problem, could you forward these to me so that I am sure to show up on the call?
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
Thank you. And I am going to try and get everything worked out with Yahoo in advance. You're just a backup.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what was it? So everyone on the call, I didn't hear anyone say no. Only Tracy said she could do half. So everyone will be here Friday.
This is Donna. I can't do Friday at that time at all.
At all?
Mm-mm. Now, I've got two things booked right then.
Okay. So maybe we could get, we really need to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could try to get...
I agree.
Maybe I should actually try to get some, not even for a few minutes to come on, Donna? Impossible?
Well, I probably could come on my cell phone.
Yeah.
You know, because just about that time I'll be leaving one event. You can't use cell phone and drive in California anymore.
That's right.
Oh.
And well, I don't have
that's
a
actually
Bluetooth.
A good thing.
It's
not
a
even
very good thing.
Not even if you have it on speaker?
Pardon me?
Not even if you have it hands-free?
Well, yeah, you can, but I don't. The little cheap phone I have doesn't connect to a Bluetooth. Hey, I lost my BlackBerry at KPFK. Nobody ever
got
it in.
Okay, folks. Let's refocus here. That a little humor is good, but that's quite funny. Okay, Donna and Tracy, if you guys could come on.
Okay.
And in terms of the questions, if you could, maybe you could ask your questions first.
Okay.
I'll put them out. I'll see how many we have. And there are 8 of us. I don't think there are 24 questions, but I'm sure we have more than 8.
Mm-hmm.
So at least each person will be able to ask a question. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah. Hi, Nina. This is Tracy. I kind of wanted to take a look at everyone's questions and then just add if there were others that I had that other people had already
completed. Yeah. You'll have those by Thursday. I'm on this week. You know, Jack could attest that I am on a conference call every night this week.
Mm.
So, so I have no other life. I will try to get them out by Thursday. Okay. And if it's okay with the group, I'll just assign them to people. I mean, they're all created equally, I think. So, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, we should make a few minutes for follow-up questions, because sometimes a question or an answer will spark a follow-up question. You know. So
okay, that's not a problem. But I want to make. Yeah, but I want to make sure that the questions that we have, that
sure.
they get asked, you know. But as you can see, I am pretty, you know, I'm not so rigid in the committees, so people will be able to ask their questions.
I thought you were going to say overwhelmed, but with a conference call every night this week, you know, but...
I am that, too. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Is that okay with you, Joe?
That works.
Okay. Lisa?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just sound like a book and record, but did I hear you say that you sent some questions out, or that some questions were sent out to everybody?
Yes.
And then we were to add to those questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll send them to you again, Lisa. That probably was before. I have to go in and approve your pending.
Right. Okay, so cause I didn't get...
Just 1 second, Lisa. Did people just join the call?
Yeah, that was me switching phones.
Switching phones, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I will send those to you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay, because I have to go in and approve your pending and Sean's. Okay. What else? Any open items we have now? Or everyone's good to go here?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Anything else? Am I missing anything? After, I looked at the there's only, I just see a matrix. I don't see matrices. So she has matrices here. There's just a matrix. Looks like pretty much the same thing that we had that we went over at our last meeting.
Well, good.
On
we
this.
Can push ahead.
Yeah, so we're okay. And then people, you know, I'm asking you to please take a look at it again. Look at the cost, keeping in mind. So the foundation has no money, so we keep all of those things in mind. And during the interview, maybe, you know, we could see if we could negotiate, I don't know, what's possible.
Entice them with the fact that we have no money. I think we should be able to do that. We're KP, we're Pacifica.
Right. And what I looked through, and I don't recall them saying that the rates that they're offering to us are not-for-profit rates. I know Russ Wisdom had tiers, and he gave us the not-for-profit price.
Good.
So that's something that I'll be more than happy to ask them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, okay. So any other business for tonight, folks? I'll let you rest up so you could be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for Friday.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
May I ask?
Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
One other thing, only because just based on my experience on the PNB, which never leaves me, are there any, like, parameters about things that we should not ask?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
I the only concern was fees that I confirmed my response that, you know, that's an open session. Very few things, only personnel matters are supposed to be discussed in executive session.
No, okay. I just know there was some. Were there any? I didn't know if there were any parameters in terms of like some questions that you're not supposed to ask people or something.
The only thing that we had here was Donna had a good idea. I understood her intent was the minority firm and the woman led,
right.
And no, that we can't do.
Okay, so basically we're going to sort of just kind of like stick to the guide of the questions that are, I mean, I know that
correct.
There might be some, like, require little follow-up questions, but
yes.
We're going to sort of stick to the guide with the questions
correct.
That we, okay, cool.
Do you think there would be any worth in asking how much corporate work they do?
What do you mean by covert? I know the word covert means, but in
no,
terms
but
of the audience,
I mean.
tell me
I
what.
Mean,
no, I don't. Tell me. I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. So
yeah,
I want
no,
you to tell
I'm
me.
What I'm saying is, should, you know, if we find out that the accountant is also doing work for some, you know, somebody of the military-industrial complex, it may not be a perfect fit. And I'm not saying anything about our people, but, you know, there are certain corporate connections that we should be aware of, you know, in order that they don't taint us.
Well, they listed their references. A couple of them on there, I asked some folks in California, just from my recollection, what type of places they are. There was only one, which I can't remember. It's in my notes someplace, that I wanted to ask about. And the California folks, I would rely on the California folks, you know, like Jack, Donna, and you, Sean, that are out there. I can't remember what it is now, but I'm actually glad you brought that up. And I was going to Google them anyway to see exactly what they said. But, you know, sometimes people will say things about an accountant that, you know, might not necessarily be true, or there might be a good reason why something is on there.
I'm not saying it should be an automatic disqualifier, but we may want to know it just so we can consider whether, you know, it has any value to us one way or the other.
I respect your politics on that, absolutely. So that's you know, there's no harm in that. I see none.
Okay.
Does anybody see any harm in doing that?
No.
No.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I was just gonna. I mean, how would we know something like that? We would just, I mean, ask or.
Yeah, just you would just ask. But I went through the list, and there was one that I saw on. I can't remember which one it was, and I thought, I thought I heard a little something about this particular firm. You know, but like I said, I will remind people when I go through, when I compile the questions and assign them, I will just put that down as a note. Okay? Anything else?
I don't know, but you're fading way out.
Really?
There you go.
Okay. And we have Mr. Adjournment. You know, Ambrose, I teased you. I was on a call last night, and somebody said, motion to adjourn. I said, nope, we can't because Ambrose is not here.
I sat in on a meeting one time, TMB meeting, that Ambrose chair, boy, was that over fast. It was a record.
You mean faster than this one? No, just kidding.
Yes, it
okay. There's a motion. There's a motion on the floor to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Right.
Does anybody object? Okay,
me,
everybody, talk
joking.
With you on Friday. Please read those RFPs. Please.
Thank
okay.
You.
Thank you.
Okay, adios.
Bye. Adios, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.